We want to shift our attention to the congestion at America's ports. We've all seen the videos, but we want to talk to a director, an executive director of a port, the Port of Maryland, which isn't experiencing these problems and, in fact, is taking on new ships right now. We have in the building here William Doyle, executive director of the Maryland Port Administration. William, thank you for joining us here. Could you give us an overview of the situation at your port in particular and how you're able to attract these new container services? I believe I'm reading here 21 new ships on rotating weekly services.
Yes, we starting in July of 2020, we actually started receiving ships on ad hoc voyages. What that means is that the ships were destined for other ports and were directed to the Port of Baltimore because we could get the cargo off the ships quicker and get it back out. Now, the 21 ships you're talking about, those are now, over the past 11 weeks, dedicated services. 13 ship string, which starts in Vietnam, hits two ports in China, comes through the Panama Canal, and then into Baltimore. And then another one, which starts in India, and that's with Mediterranean Shipping Company, and that's 8 ships that hits India through the Suez Canal, 2 ports in Europe, and then over and into Baltimore. So what we have is a dedicated fulfillment, distribution, warehousing system set up in Maryland over the past 6 or 7 years. We've got Amazon fulfillment centers, Home Depot, Floor & Decor. Wayfair has just announced they're going to break ground. That's the online furniture store. So we do have that local distribution market where you see the ocean carriers and the shippers, which are the retailers, taking a look at Baltimore and saying, you know, why do we have to bring our cargo in to the West Coast? Why don't we take that time through the Panama Canal, get up, we can get our products off into the consumer base. And the key to these fulfillment centers is that the ships are unloaded at Ports America's terminal. And then they're sent to the distribution centers and warehousing. And from the warehousing, they can go to the brick and mortar stores or they can go directly to the consumer. And that's what we're seeing a lot of right now, sir.
And you bring up a good point about the Panama Canal. And I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, it was recently expanded and you've been building up to expand your services to accommodate the increased flow through it for some time. You had some years to prepare for that. Do you have any more expansion plans here? Are you sufficiently at capacity right now? Or are you happy with the capacity that you have? Just give us kind of an overview of the status there.
Yeah, we have been preparing for over a decade because we knew the Panama Canal was going to be expanded. Okay, so the Panama Canal was expanded in 2016. It allows vessels to come through that Panama Canal that are 3 times the size of what could pass through the previous 100 years. So we did send that. Now, we have more room to grow, and we are growing in the Port of Baltimore. We actually got a partner with Trade Point Atlantic, which is an inland port, the old Bethlehem Steel Yard. That has warehousing. We intend to look at the bipartisan infrastructure bill, and similar to what Savannah has, you see noted in the legislation on pop-up container yards, our private sector partner, Ports America Chesapeake, we're looking at that as well to see where we can get inland. You know, the name of the game is get the containers in and move them off and then get the exports back into the port so that we can get the exports of the ships back out. We haven't had any problems with that. I can talk about truckers if you want. That's another sure. issue that everyone's dealing with. Every port lives and dies by trucking.
Yeah, let's talk about the truckers. We've interviewed some truckers anecdotally, and some feel that there's been that they're kind of the whipping child here for the entire problem that's plagued the industry. But I mean, it is an issue of finding just about everybody in certain jobs. So how is the trucking situation in Maryland?
Well, look, we're going to have our problems from here to here on trucking. But what we've done is we are adding, and it'll be open in the next week or so. And again, with our partner, our private sector partner, Ports America Chesapeake, we're going to bring in what's called weigh in motion. So the trucks will come in. They don't have to stop on the scales. They can weigh in motion as they're coming through the port and then back out of the port. So that'll speed things up. We're also opening another gate in the city of Baltimore for truckers to come in and out. But I think the biggest piece right now on this legislation that came forward, and I haven't heard a lot of people talking about it, is the pilot apprenticeship program. Now, remember, all cargo, at least, you know, 90% of the cargo coming into and out of Baltimore is interstate commerce, okay? So your imports coming into any port, that's interstate commerce. Your exports, if they go out and they're going to a foreign country, That's interstate commerce. However, the trucking industry, you have to be 21 years old in order to drive those trucks that are attached to the ports and interstate commerce. In this bill that you know, I think President Biden will be signing on Monday, there is what's known as an apprenticeship program, which allows 18-year-olds to now come in and get into the program where the private sector trucking company would run that apprenticeship program. The first piece would be 120 days. The second piece would be 280 days. But that's a critical juncture, that 18 to 21-year-old, that, you know, if they don't want to go to college or they're looking to go somewhere else, they don't have that opportunity to drive these drayage trucks and big trucks and interstate commerce. So I'm pleased. I'm really happy about this bill. And I think it could do a lot of good, maybe attract thousands of more truck drivers once we get this up and running.
Now, some really interesting insights there. I'm glad we had you on. William P. Doyle, Executive Director of the Maryland Port Administration.